With us right now, Jennifer Price from the Department of Justice. This weekend sting, which busted a lot of people, about 100 people involved in child sex trafficking, and then 10 victims that were rescued. This involved a lot of agencies, a lot of coordination. How does something like this come together?
Well, it takes a lot of planning and a lot of coordination and collaboration among state, federal, and local law enforcement. For a very long time, when you undertake an operation such as this, there are a lot of logistical issues on the front end, everything from identifying a tactical team to be able to manage the arrests, to an investigative team to manage interviews of any suspects or victims we come in contact with, all the way to working with social service agencies, and particularly in the Madison-based operation, working with Project Respect, who coordinated all of our victim services once we made contact with the juveniles.
I understand this is Operation Cross Country, and it's not the first time, I guess like the sixth or seventh time there's been a sting operation under this program.
That's correct. Almost on an annual basis now for the past several years, FBI has coordinated this initiative to target not only child victims of sex trafficking, but certainly to identify their traffickers.
How long does it take to put together an event such as you had this last weekend with all these agencies in a short period of time making these arrests?
Well, it takes months of preparation. Now, this particular operation was planned by FBI primarily, and of course, the Wisconsin Department of Justice was involved in the planning stages for the last several weeks. However, the Wisconsin Department of Justice has managed operations of our own of this magnitude, most recently our Operation Black Veil, which was also a child sex trafficking operation back in March of this year. And we began planning for that particular operation many, many months in advance. When you have the days of the week and the times of the day that are required for an operation like this, it's typically on the weekends and typically on the in the late evening, early morning hours. And that is certainly a resource drain for any law enforcement agency. And so there's some contingencies that need to be worked out several weeks and in some cases many months in advance just to ensure that we're still able to provide services to our communities while we continue to conduct the operation over several days.
Approximately 100 people arrested. Roughly how many staff members does it take to pull off something like this across all the agencies?
Oh, there were many, many agencies across the state. We conducted our operations in Madison, Wisconsin Dells, Milwaukee, and the Fox Valley. So virtually every local law enforcement agency in those areas had some part in this operation.
As you go into the early stages for getting ready to do a sting operation like this, how do you actually, you know, find these people, find their victims? Because this is one of those crimes that's kept very quiet.
That's correct. And we actually have both proactive and reactive techniques that we use to identify areas. Of course, we have areas, particularly online, that we know offenders are trafficking their victims that we know well in advance of these operations, and we can use the tools that we have available to us both in an undercover capacity and reactive through a number of different areas such as cyber tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and tips that we receive from citizens and informants in our communities. And through a combination of those efforts, both proactive and reactive, we have a sense, we're confident going into these operations where we want to target and where we're going to be most successful.
I understand 10 children that were rescued from these various pimps and crimes?
Yes, we have identified 10 juveniles in our state that we have learned are victims of sex trafficking, and we will continue to follow up on leads that were developed as a result of those cases. And while the operation itself is over, we still have a lot of work ahead of us to be able to follow up on the leads. We gathered a lot of intelligence over the course of 3 days, and it was very much a success.
These 10 children, roughly what ages?
They range in age from about 16 to 17.
Did you find that most of them were in a very difficult position where they were forced into this, or were they willing, or just too far from home to ask for help? What kind of situation did you find a lot of?
You know, it's a combination of all of the above. Many of the juveniles who are involved in child sex trafficking become involved for a variety of different reasons, but most often we do find that they are seeking out things that they're not getting at home in the areas of love and affection and attention, and sometimes even just basic needs like 3 square meals a day. And when they're not getting those needs met, and they are recruited by an individual who we all know is a pimp, and they provide those basic needs for these young teenagers, it's no surprise then that they get trapped into a lifestyle that gives them maybe the basic needs, but certainly doesn't allow for them to have much of a decision to be able to leave when the option to leave is a lifestyle that they chose to leave in the first place.
What's next for these 10 young victims as far as maybe help or counseling or getting away from this trap of a lifestyle?
Well, you know, we offer them the services that we think are going to be able to help, and the next step is for them to accept those services, and it is a process. Anytime you are working with victims of sex trafficking, it's not something that happens overnight. It's a long process for them to not only receive the services, but to be able to understand that it's okay to get out of that lifestyle and that there are people that are available to them to be able to help them. But it's a very, very time-consuming process, and it's oftentimes difficult to explain to a teenager that is engaged in sex trafficking at the hands of a pimp that getting out of that lifestyle is what's best for them when they came from a lifestyle that they thought was worse.
Let's say a teenager is in one of those situations and listening to us right now. What advice would you give that person?
I would ask that person to please contact local law enforcement. We can put them in contact with the appropriate service agencies. They can certainly call the Wisconsin Department of Justice. We have our Crime Victim Services Bureau here, and we would be able to provide them the contact information and facilitate any services that they would need.
Including if they are afraid of their pimps?
Including if they're afraid of their pimps.